Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
Good evening. Welcome to the live broadcast of the Phenomenal You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and you are listening to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I just want to welcome every listener that is taking time out this evening to join me. It has been a few weeks. I'm not sure if everyone knows, but I do my show now every third Tuesday of the month. So I haven't talked to you since last month. And I must say, we have had a lot going on since the last time that I have spoken to you. And I guess that's why tonight I'm calling this Freestyle Tuesday. And really the premise of Freestyle Tuesday is I'm just going to talk about different topics. And so what I did is several people sent me topics that they would like to hear me speak on. So I am going to speak on those, but I actually put them all in a bowl. You cannot see me, but I have them in my bowl, and I'm going to pull them, and I'm just going to talk about them. But before I get into this evening's conversation about the different topics that I'm going to talk about, I just want to remind you that you can send in a question or comment, and if you want to talk to me or if you want to talk about anything in specific, you can text me at 310-308-8568. Again, that is 310-308-8568. I know a lot of people are logging on online. If for any reason you need to call in, you can actually call in and listen at 323-642-1757. And you can also call in if you want to ask a question or if you have a comment, you can call in too. I just ask you to text me first so that I can see your phone number and I'll know to go ahead and choose you because I can see all the numbers on my board. So let's get into the conversation of tonight, which is Freestyle Friday. And like I said, we have a lot of stuff to cover in a short period of time. I don't want it to be too heavy because it's not going to be. If anyone follows me on Facebook or on Instagram, you would note that when I did advertise this show, I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about because we've been talking about the same things for months and months and months and months. And I know that the conversations need to be had. They're important conversations that we need to discuss. But then at the same time, sometimes you're like, dang, can we just talk about something else? Can we talk about something else besides COVID? Can we talk about something else besides, you know, the stuff going on politically? And lately, can we talk about something else besides the insurrection that happened just a little while ago? And, you know, the answer is really, when I really thought about it, and I'm one of the people who asked my own self, you know, why do we have to keep talking about this? But the answer is no. We need to continue to have the conversations. We need to continue to talk about it. And a lot of times I think that is some of the issues that people have because people don't know how to have conversations. People don't know how to have conversations that are productive. And so a lot of times that's why I won't take calls because I don't have a platform to bash people, to, you know, talk badly about people. That is not my platform. My platform, as I said, is a positive, empowering, and insightful platform. And I speak the things that I say when I have guests. It's because I want to trigger something in your mind for you to seek the information for yourself. Because I'm going to tell you what, I really believe that knowledge is power. And if anything that we've seen out in the world lately is that people being misinformed and then taking action based on the information and just doing foolishness. And so we're going to talk about all of that this evening. We really are. The first thing that I want to talk about, which I'm not even going to pull from my bowl, is COVID. And I know everybody is tired of COVID because I'm going to tell you what, I'm tired, sick and tired, tired and sick. But we need to talk about it. And again, I want to encourage everyone to do what they need to do so that we can get out and we can get off of timeout. So wear your mask, do your self-distancing and all of that. And as everybody knows, we are right now in a vaccine stage. And I know some people want to take the vaccine and some people don't. And what I will tell you is that's not an argument that you need to have with anyone. That is a personal choice. I do encourage you to research, know what, you know, you are going to do or you're not going to do and why. So what I did is I happen to have a pretty good source about the vaccine. Actually, not a pretty good source, pretty damn good source. And so I did want to gather some information with you about the vaccine just so that you could have a little bit of information about it. And so basically what I was informed of is that the vaccines are available at this time for people who are at high risk of exposure. Healthcare workers, doctors, you know, nurses, you know, stuff like that. And people who are at high risk for serious illness already, elderly and short-term and long-term care patients. So the vaccines are actually being rolled out to that demographic first, which makes sense. Okay, so those in the 65-plus group, they'll be able to get vaccinated pretty soon. You can call your doctor, and so you can get information about the vaccine. And if you're not a part of one of these groups, you just right now they just need you to be really patient. We need you, not we, because I'm not in that. I'm not the one, you know, rolling out the vaccine. But they need patience from you. They need you to be patient. So they're going to move from one priority group to another. The tiers will be announced. Again, I encourage you to research for yourself. Go to the CDC. Look stuff up. And again, I'm going to remind you that social media is not a place for information. Yes, there is some valid information on social media, but if that's the only place that you're getting your information from, you need to rethink that. You need to rethink that, and you need to try to find informative platforms where you can find the correct information. And I say that because I watched during my lunch break when the Capitol was stormed. And I looked in the faces of people, and what I can tell you is a lot of them felt very strongly about what they were doing. Okay, it may have looked dumb to everyone, and it looked dumb to me, and, you know, you can talk about it, and we can say, you know, that's what they get. But it's a sad day when you allow somebody or anyone, any group of people, to feed you information that is not true, and then you act on it. Not only do you act on it, you jeopardize your livelihood, your lifestyle, your family. You jeopardize all of that for the sake of what? For the sake of what? And so that is why I always remind everyone that you have to seek this information yourself. You have to. How many times have we heard something from someone, and how many times have we found some information that wasn't valid and we think it's valid and we run with it? And this is not the time for that. We're not in that time. You have a responsibility to yourself, and you have a responsibility to the community as a whole to seek information that is real, to seek information that is true. And again, I'm going to remind you, you don't have to argue with anyone. You don't have to debate it with anyone. You seek that information and you make a decision for yourself. Make a decision for yourself. I don't know how many people right now, I can't even count, that I know that have been directly affected by COVID. You remember when we first went into lockdown and you didn't even know anyone really who had been affected by it? And I was just telling my family member and I was telling my friends that now it's hitting so close to home. It's family members and neighbors. It's coworkers. It's getting closer and closer and closer to home. And so you have to seek the information so that you know what to do. Don't let anybody spoon feed you information. I remember Pastor Epps, my pastor at Second Baptist, that's what he used to always say. Don't take my word for it. Look it up yourself. And so that's what I encourage you to do. Don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. Okay, let's do what we need to do because, like I said in my last show, we're not going to get out of this being selfish. We're not going to get out of this just thinking about ourselves. It's more than about just us right now. Collectively, we have to take a stand, do what we're supposed to do so that I can get out of this house and you can get out of the house. And even more importantly, so that we can get out of the house as healthy beings. Mind, body, and spirit. And with that being said, I'm going to go into one more thing before I reach into my bowl and pull this out because I feel like it's the only thing that you should do as a responsible person. And I know we talk about COVID all the time and we talk about wearing masks and we talk about self-distancing and making sure that we wash our hands. Yes, but there really needs to be an emphasis on you taking care of yourself. Without a doubt. And I encourage everyone, if you have not done it before, now you should really be taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. But physically right now, your immune system needs to be as strong as possible. And so look it up. Research what you need to do. I know that sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. I know that sometimes you don't want to get up and exercise. I know that it sucks to eat extra healthy. But right now, this is life or death. And yes, there are millions of people who are testing positive for COVID, and they have absolutely no symptoms. But I'm going to tell you what, when it gets you, it gets you. You know, I had someone tell me that, you know, well, healthy people get COVID too. Yeah, you're right. But see, taking care of yourself to me is like wearing a bulletproof vest. You have a bulletproof vest on, you get shot. That stuff still hurts. It'll still bruise you. It may still lay you out. You may still have to rest from it, but it's not going to kill you. And that's what I say about you taking care of yourself when it comes to this. Now more than ever, you have a responsibility to yourself, you have a responsibility to your family, you have a responsibility to your community. Take care of yourself. Some of the things you need to do is make sure you're getting enough sleep, make sure you're eating healthier. Yes, I'm going to say it, and it's not because I don't eat meat. You need to be eating more whole plant foods and healthy fats like salmon. You need to eat more fermented foods like, and if you can't, like me, because I don't do dairy, and other things, I take probiotics every day. That promotes a healthy gut. And when you have a healthy gut, your gut knows when something foreign is there, and then your body will start to react to that and try to get it out. But you have to do what you need to do for yourself so that you can live the life that you want to live. And we should have been doing this even before COVID. But now that COVID is here, I want to say you really have no choice. You really have no choice. You have to do all the things. Decrease your stress. Manage your stress. Long-term stress, it has been proven to imbalance your immune system. Manage your stress. Exercise. Exercise your body. Take your vitamins, the vitamins that they're recommending you to take now that you should have already been taking in order to boost your immune system, or vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, elderberry, garlic, and echinacea. And I could tell you, I cannot stand echinacea, but you do what you got to do, right? You do what you got to do so that you could be healthy and you have an able body and mind so that when you are free, you can catch up with your friends and family the way that you want to. And so I just want to encourage you that. And on the last thing, you know what you should be doing. Even though I have a glass of wine in my hand right now, you need to be drinking your water. Drink your water. Stay hydrated. Do all the things that you need to do for yourself. You're not cheating yourself. You're gifting yourself. And I'm going to say it again. You're not cheating yourself. You're gifting yourself. I'm going to go into a commercial really quick, and when I come back, we're going to continue with Freestyle Tuesday. And again, if you have a comment or you have a topic you want me to, you know, talk about really quick, go ahead and text me at 310-308-8568. We'll be right back.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless Mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. Joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook.
And we are back, or I'm back, and you're listening to the Phenomenal You broadcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I'm your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And if you're just now tuning in, welcome to Freestyle Tuesday, and I'm just talking about stuff. We're just chatting. And I mean, is it chatting if someone isn't talking back to you? I don't know, but I'm chatting. And just so you guys know, today is the first day that I'm actually filming myself broadcasting the Phenomenally You podcast, and it's interesting because I'm sitting here staring at myself as I'm videoing this. So we're going to see how this comes along. I'm just trying to advance and move forward so that I can do what I do and, you know, just maybe trigger something in someone so that they can do what they need to do to walk in their greatness, because in the end, that's a lot of the times what my show is about. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reach into my bowl, and you guys can't see it. I wonder if you can hear it. Can you hear it? I don't think you can hear it. I'm going to reach into my bowl, and I'm going to pull out a topic. Okay. And I don't know. You know what I should have did? I should have wrote who gave me these topics on my paper, and I didn't. Actually, I remember this one because I actually saw this on a post today. I put this one in by my friend Keela. And it says, you got to be 100 to keep it 100. You got to be 100 to keep it 100. Think about that. What does that mean to you? What does that statement mean? You got to be 100 to keep it 100. And whether you believe it or not, it ties into what I was just talking about taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. In order for you to give 100 to yourself, in order for you to give what you need to your family, you need to be 100. And how are you going to be 100? You're going to be 100 because you take care of yourself mentally, you take care of yourself physically, and you take care of yourself spiritually. That's how, you got to be 100 in order to give 100. Right? I have to open this again. Can you believe I forgot? Actually, you got to be 100 to keep it 100 is what it's saying. Right? Sometimes when I'm working and, you know, as long as I'm making this effort to keep my vibrations high, I notice that my stress level is lower and I'm able to communicate in a more effective manner. And I'm someone who has always said that you're not communicating if somebody doesn't hear you. So if you're just talking and whomever it is you're talking to or whatever group you're talking to, they're not even hearing what you're saying. That is not communication. You can't keep it 100 if no one is listening to you. And a lot of times people think just because they speak in or because they raise their voice that somebody is listening to them. And that's not true. You're not communicating if someone is not hearing you. You could talk all you want, but if they don't hear you, if you are not conveying the message, then it's like the Charlie Brown show with the adults. It's rah, wah, 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 wah. They're not even getting what you say. So you got to be 100 to keep it 100. And how do you do that? You take care of yourself. You take care of yourself. You exercise your mind. You exercise your body. You exercise your spirit. How do you exercise your mind? You act as a responsible person about what it is that you allow, you know, within your mind. What are you watching? What are you listening to? I remember telling one of my friends, like, even when all this stuff went down with the Capitol, it's not normal. It's not normal to sit around and watch videos of people getting killed. It's not normal to continue to watch the same videos over and over and over again of people fighting and wreaking havoc. I'm not saying that you can't be informed, but at what point is there a limit if all day all you're doing is looking at the same videos that are replaying over and over and over again? They're not giving you any more information. Yeah, maybe they're telling you about a new person that just got arrested or a new person who they see on the video, but you're not gaining any more information. And so I urge you, I encourage you to be responsible to yourself about what you are bombarding your mind with. Because, again, like this paper says, you got to be 100 to keep it 100. And I'm going to tell you what, when you're sitting here all day and all you're focusing on is the same information, the same videos, you're looking at people who are dying or, you know, people getting, you know, beat up, and you're looking at these same things over and over and over again, how can you be 100? How can you keep your vibrations high? Does it mean that you don't care about what's going on in the world? Does it mean that you're not informed or you don't want to be informed? No, but there is a limit. There's a limit. And so if you've seen that information already, why would you continue to watch it 30 and 40 times? I stand by that. You know, the wonderful thing about social media is that you have information at the tips of your finger. But one of the worst things about it is sometimes it's too much, because everything doesn't need to be replayed. Everything doesn't need to be seen. I remember when one of the rappers was shot in a car and people were standing around videoing him and he was dead in the car. Like, that has become the norm. That's the norm. For people to send videos, for people to share videos of someone dying, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of if you think they deserved it or not. Are you keeping it 100? Are you doing what you need to do in order to be 100 mentally? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. And this takes me to my next thing I want to talk about that's not in my bowl, but I will go back to my bowl. And my friend from work, Sherry, actually sent me this video last week. And this lady was talking about when she was young and she went to her parents or her mother specifically to complain. Her mother would be like, "Don't come to me to complain if you don't have a solution." And she said it used to drive her crazy, but it is a tool that she has used as she has gotten older. Well, she is a grown woman now, and she has children. And she remembers when it used to make her so mad because she would want to go and complain to her mom, but her mother would be like, "Don't come to me unless you have a solution. You can complain, but what is the solution? What is it beyond the complaint?" And that got me thinking to myself, and she was talking about how if you really take a sit, you sit back and you listen to people, how we've been conditioned to complain 24/7, complain about everything. Talk about other people, complain. And so I had a day where I was trying to do like what I call a complaining detox, because I'm guilty. Even when you don't realize you're doing it, you complain. You complain about work, complain about the weather, you complain about having to get up. Sometimes you complain about having to go to bed. You complain about everything. And I was trying to do a complaining detox, and I kept finding myself just going silent. And I don't know if anybody realized it. So I would just go silent and just listen to whomever it was that was talking to me. And it was very informative for me, for someone who calls themselves, you know, working on themselves and doing their best to keep their vibrations high. And so that's part of, you got to be 100 to keep it 100. Do you need to detox yourself? You know how we detox our body of impurities? Do we need to do the same with our mind and the things that we say and the things that we talk about? What is the point? It was really interesting for me because I'm telling you guys, I just kept going silent. It was really weird, but it's the truth. That's the way that we keep it 100. You got to be 100 to keep it 100. What are you doing? How are you treating yourself? What are you doing to become better every single day? I see these posts sometimes, and I see things, and I know I'm on social media all the time. But I see people are like, well, you know, if you just got by, that's okay. It is okay. You're right. But I always question people who try to kind of, you know, I'll say boo-boo on, I'm not going to curse, on people trying to be empowering or people trying to be positive. I always wonder, why does that annoy people? Like, people will post the worst things every single day. Like I said, death, they post, they make fun of people, they post all kind of stuff, and it doesn't bother anyone. But you have somebody who is trying to be positive every day, and they will be told, well, you know what, we done heard you say that enough. Why you keep saying that? And you have to think that if you get annoyed by someone trying to be positive, but you don't get annoyed by somebody being negative 24/7, maybe there's something that needs to be done. Maybe you need to take a look at what's happening within the self, because that's not normal. It's just really interesting how people get so offended by positivity and less offended by negativity. If you walking around frowned up all day, mad, talking about people like a dog, gossiping, no one has anything to say. But God forbid you encourage people to be better. You try to be positive. You try to say positive stuff. All of a sudden they're questioning. I'll say it again. You got to be 100 to keep it 100, and no one is going to do that for you but you. As simple as that. No one's going to do that but you. And it's these are the things that you have to think about each day. What kind of person do you want to be? Because a lot of times we're looking on TV, we're looking at people act out, we're looking at people act crazy, you know, being hateful, being rude, bullying. And a lot of times, you know, you see that in other people, but you don't even see where you have some of them same qualities. I hate to say sometimes that I'm better than people. I don't like to use it. I say that I'm in a different area of my walk in greatness, because I know that I had a beginning. You know, I don't know where I'm at now. I don't know if I'm in the middle. I know I'm not at the end. And I know that there was a time when I didn't think the way that I did, and then I think the way that I do now, and I know that there are people in the world and people around me who are much further along in their walk in greatness and their, you know, and their attempt to keep their vibrations high. So I try not to say I'm better than, because that's not what it is. You know, when people say, well, I'm not going to stoop there, it's just that people are in different spaces of self and self-awareness, which results in them responding to things in a different manner. No one is perfect. Everybody falls off all the time. It's okay to fall off. But the thing about it is when you fall off, are you aware of it so that you can jump back on? You got to be 100 to keep it 100. I'm going to go into my bowl again, you guys. Okay, I'm going to go into my bowl again. And while I'm going into my bowl, I just want to remind everyone, I saw some people just pop on. We've been, we're like 30 minutes in, so you're listening to the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. I'm your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And this evening is Freestyle Friday, and I'm just reaching in my bowl, picking topics, and I'm just, you know, I'm going to try to tie it all together at the end. Let's see if I'm able to do that. But I'm just reaching in my bowl and I'm picking topics. This is a good one. This is somebody from my job. And it's funny because I've said this. And I was wondering if I had said it to her before and then she just told me it. But maybe not. I don't know because, you know, I'm not the only one to have ideas in the world. But this one says, no one owes you their attention when you are being toxic. Woo! That one hits deep for someone. It stinks. I'm going to say it again. No one owes you their attention when you are being toxic. I listened to this girl called, I think, Love Dorsey on Instagram. And a lot of people are thrown off by her because I think she's from the South or wherever she's from, but she's very raw in how she speaks. And a lot of people would just completely, you know, swipe up when they hear her because she curses a lot and all of that. But she talks. And she's very true. And I remember listening to her say something, and she was saying that when you're toxic, you don't have no business really giving advice to anyone because when you're toxic, anything that come out of you is toxic. When you grumpy and toxic, nothing good can come to you. So when your spouse or your friend pisses you off, you don't have anything really good to say because you pissed off. And so when somebody come to you, 9 times out of 10, what you have to say is rooted in how you were feeling. And so you kind of need to recognize that, and you need to know when you need to go and be still and go sit somewhere and maybe, you know, try to get out of that mood or, you know, just work your way out of it. Because then you lash out to people. You stressed out at work. Maybe you didn't get a good night's sleep. All of a sudden somebody come and talk to you, you lash out at them. And then you expect them to understand. You expect they're supposed to take it, and they're not supposed to. No one owes you their attention when you are being toxic. And be thankful. Be thankful for the people in your life who allows you to do that. Because I'm going to use the word boo-boo again, because all you're doing is boo-booing on somebody. That's what you're doing. Would you let your dog sit in your lap, the bathroom in your lap, just because he felt like it? Just because you are not in a good mood, just because you are feeling grumpy, and you may have a reason to feel that way, a valid reason, that does not give you the right to take it out on somebody else. No one owes you that. No one owes you that. And it's a very self-destructive pattern when people think that people are just supposed to deal with your bad attitude, your bad behavior, your disrespectful tones. And again, I'm going to tell you, everybody falls for it. Sometimes you just have to go silent. That's what I do. I try, you know. Sometimes you have to go silent. But no one owes you that. And I don't care if you are 12 or you were 89, 100. No one owes you that. There's nothing that you went through in life that says that someone owes you that. And what will happen is people will start to put space between you. They'll start to put space between you because you know what? People got their own stuff to deal with. They don't have time for you to pile on them. People have their own stuff that they're dealing with. And again, like I said, it has to be about being better, not just for yourself, but for the people around you and for your community. No one owes you that. You know what cracks me up with that is because sometimes when people lash out and then when you respond exactly how you're supposed to respond, then they get offended. They're taken aback. Oh, my Lord. What you respond to me like that for? What do you mean what I respond to you like that for? Sometimes it's hard to keep the vibration high. But this is the thing. Keeping your vibration high does not equate to you allowing people to boo-boo on you. Let's remember that. So we have to walk consciously. We have to be conscious about how we treat people. So that's what this one is. No one owes you their attention when you are being toxic. I used to always say, I don't care who's the president of the United States. You fuel the fire when you continue to give attention to somebody, whether it is good attention or bad attention, who all they want to do is be toxic and spew out hateful stuff and bully people. And then you put it all over the media and you show that. And that monster that was 1 foot high is now 12 feet high because that monster got the attention that he wanted. We fed it. We fed him. We fed it. Social media fed it. The news feeds it. People feed it. People sitting around talking about it, arguing with each other, losing friendships over it. Over what? So we have to be careful about that. No one owes you their attention when you're toxic. No one. We're going to dip back into this bowl. Now, I have one in here that I actually want. And you know what? I'm going to look for it because, you know, we're going to have to acknowledge it. And where am I at? I'm at minute 37, and I don't want it to be the last minute thing. And this one says MLK Day because yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday. And if you haven't got a chance to go look at my blog is at ewaterradio.net. And my blog entry that I have not had a chance to promote yet is called King Day. And yesterday actually was one of the first times that I have taken off for Martin Luther King's birthday. But I also think that we have misconstrued why this day is so important. And it's really crazy because, like I said, I'm on social media. I read stuff. I look at posts and everything. And to see people try to, people that look like him and look like me, look like you, who try to negate the mark that he made because he didn't always make the right decisions in his personal life, is crazy to me. That's the craziest mess to me. You don't worship a man. A man is a man, and they do whatever they do. But I'm going to tell you this. I sit here today, and you sit where you are today, especially as a black person, as a Hispanic person, as a woman. We sit here today with the freedoms that I have, and you can be like, oh, freedoms, you know, that's a whole other story, because he was willing to sacrifice a lot in order to fight for equality. No, he wasn't out there boxing because everybody does things differently. There's some people out there who fight physically, and there's some people out there that fight with words. And this man only lifted a finger for us. He gave a life, and he didn't have to. He's an educated man. A man who had several degrees, a man who had things going for him even during that time, that had a wife and children, who every day spoke out for people like me, and I hadn't even been thought of yet. Every day. He didn't have to do that. People don't want to sacrifice their time, let alone their life, for other people nowadays. And this is something that this man didn't have to do. The same thing with Malcolm X. It's not something that he had to do. He could have said, you know what, How many times was Martin Luther King thrown in jail? How many times did he get his ass whooped? This man knew. He knew that it was life or death. And even in that, he continued to do what he did. And for me to sit around and hear people, talk about, well, you know, we shouldn't look up to him because he didn't make the right decision in his personal life. I'm like, really? What have you done lately? Where are you? We're so quick to judge, and sometimes we have to take a step back. We dropped the ball, people. We dropped the ball. We really did. Because yesterday was beyond just him. Yesterday was beyond just him. It was about him, but it was about what he did and what he stood for. And he's the name that we knew. You know, Malcolm X is a name that we knew. He didn't walk by himself. There were people who walked along him, men and women, white and black women, and men, who sacrificed their lives and their livelihoods and said, no, you may not see our greatness, but we see your greatness. We see our greatness. And we go, you know what? You're going to recognize. And to say that his birthday fell yesterday and we roll into the inaugurations tomorrow is really interesting. Because with all of this madness that has gone on and the way that people feel so hopeless, and I know that I get on people's nerves, and I'm saying you have to keep hoping, you have to keep it, you know, because, yeah, this is some messed up stuff that's going on. But in all of that, regardless, tomorrow, Joe Biden and Kamala will become the president and the vice president of the United States. Did you hear what I just said? You know how many presidents of the United States we've had? And vice presidents, and in the entire time, we haven't had no woman. Let alone a woman that looks like Kamala. And when I hear people talk about her, I'm reminded of how people talk about Martin Luther King. There's no one that you agree with 100% of the time. But damn, we cannot, we can't ignore the history of this. Yeah, people are mad. They pissed off. Because the people who felt like, for whatever reason, you know, they didn't want this to happen, it happened. But I tell people every single day, I have been voting for a long time, and it has been very few times that who is elected is who I chose. And life went on. But tomorrow, January 20th, We're going to have a female vice president. I had to take a sip of wine for that. No, everybody didn't agree with the things that she did or she does when she was DA or whatever, you know. You don't have to. Because there's no one that you agree with 24/7. She didn't just get that. That didn't just fall to her feet like people try to act like it did. Come on now. If you believe that, now again, I'm going to tell you, go pick up some books. Historical. It almost like chokes me up. Don't allow yourself to be so caught up in all that's going on. Because there's a lot going on, and we do need to pay attention. But don't allow yourself to be so caught up that you miss this thing that's happened, this miracle, miraculous, wonderful, historical event that's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, this is beyond even when Obama was elected. Not so long ago, women couldn't even have property, couldn't have a bank account. you know, not that long ago. And tomorrow we have a female vice president of the United States. Crazy, crazy as hell. I'm just saying, don't be so caught up that you can't see the light. It's a shift happening. It's a shift going on now. Shifts are hard. And when you need a great change, it's going to be a big, giant shift. And it's hard. It's not easy. But you know what? It's just like I said with this show, with it being Freestyle Tuesday, I was going to let my ancestors lead me. That's how I feel. And sometimes people, you know, they don't get what I'm saying. And when I say that, how can I cower in fear when I come from who I come from? I don't even have to know their name. How? It's almost like when I went to vote. And it was so surreal. And Marley was voting for the first time at 18. And I thought to myself, I get to stroll down the street, walk into this voting place, and vote. I get to take in the beautiful day and the beautiful trees and the squirrels running, because that's really what was happening. And you know how I get to do it so beautifully? Even if there was a long line? Because of people like Martin Luther King. John Lewis. So why am I to complain if I haven't done anything about it? I remember I said, and I didn't get a chance to do it, that I was going to try to work in the polls. And somebody was like, don't work in the polls. You know, worried about, again, I get my safety. But at the same time, if everyone is only worried about self 24/7, I'm not telling you to put yourself out there in danger. But if all you can do is walk around every single day and worry about you, I keep on saying, when you leave one behind, you leave them all behind. When you allow one person to suffer, everybody will suffer eventually. Because what you allow to be done to one will be done to all. When I used to work in the shelter, which I miss so much, and people used to be like, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to lose sleep and do it? Because I have a responsibility. I don't just talk about it. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility. You want it to be better? My question is, what are you doing? You have a responsibility to take care of yourself, so that you can fight the good fight, so you can get into the good trouble. You have a responsibility. How are you going to do it if you don't nourish yourself correctly, physically, mentally, and spiritually? How are you going to get in the good trouble and deal with the good trouble if you have not prepared yourself? How is that going to happen? Well, are we going to leave it up? We're going to leave it to the people from in the past? Because that's what it seems like. That's what we're going to do. We're going to leave it to the people in the past? I have to take another sip of wine. I'm just saying, tomorrow brings so many emotions, and everything that I talked about, I feel like it's all related. Because in the end, we owe it to ourselves to do what we have to do in order to be the best that we can be. And everybody is not going to always agree with that. People are not going to always understand that. You know why I am the way that I am? And sometimes people think it's funny. And you know why I encourage people to do what they do? Because we live one life. You better live that life. You better live it. You better do the things that you need to do and you want to do. We got one life to live. Back in the day, and I always say, when there used to be this show called The E! True Hollywood Story, and then the person would already have been deceased and people talking about him. And I always say, you know, I wonder what my E! True Hollywood Story would say. I wonder. There's a lot of hate in the world. Racism is real. Bigotry is real. Homophobia is real. But what are you doing to be better and to make it better for the next person? We so worried about people doing what we want them to do and how we want to do it. That's why it's so important to get out there. I keep on telling people, knowledge is power. I read all kind of books about all kind of different people, and I always say that every time I do it, I see that everybody is searching for the same thing, whether you believe or not, to be happy. But everybody's happiness is different. And if you have chosen to live a life in your bubble where you have not got out into the world and understood that just because people look different, we're not that different. And if you've allowed yourself to be spoon-fed information, that's on you. But why? Why would you want to do that? I'm just saying, you know, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your spouses, your lovers, your friends, your children, your family members, to even the people that you don't know. The work didn't stop. I just think that COVID has been a really big testament to the collective care that we have for each other, and it's not good. You don't have to be crazy with it, but it's interesting that all of this has come about all at the same time. It's a tipping point. It's a shift. I don't know if everybody in the world is cutting the hell up and we just got hit with it all. That's what it seems like, but it's a shift. It's a shift. And I urge you, if you live in your life every day and you think that you better than somebody else, and or you dislike someone just because, you know, they're black or they're white or they're Mexican, you judge someone because they choose to wear braids or they choose to dye their hair pink, you talk about people because, you know, they don't look the way that the society says that they're supposed to look, and you feed into that. And so you're on social media and you're posting negative stuff and you're spewing negative stuff out of your mouth. You have a responsibility too. I challenge each and every single person that's listening. Take 2 days and try to not be negative. That means don't gossip, don't talk about people. I've always said to myself, if you, and okay, I tested this on myself too. You'll go silent. You'll be quiet because I was silent. Think about every time you talk. If every time you talk, it's about somebody else and it's insignificant, just stop and see where you go. See what you get. Just think about it. Tell the truth, shame the devil. We have a lot of work to do. We really do. And that's the only way we're going to get past all this, is that we have to work collectively. And the way that we work collectively without even gathering a group is that you work on being better yourself. Because the more that you understand your greatness, the more that you understand other people's greatness, and you're not threatened by it. You appreciate it. I love to say, when I shine, you shine. Because I love that. When my friends are doing good, I love it. I love it. When I shine, you shine. When I shine, you shine. And I say that with everybody. When you shine, I shine. I love to see you doing it big. Even if I can't do it big, I love it. When you shine, I shine. James Baldwin said, ignorance allied with power is the most ferocious enemy justice can have. Ignorance allied with power is the most ferocious enemy justice can have. Let that seep in. That has come to fruition. But I want to remind you that regardless of everything that's going on in the world, there's still hope. And instead of sitting back in fear, or talking about it or arguing with people because they don't agree with what you have to say, ask yourself, what am I going to do to make it better? What have I done to make it better? What actions am I going to take? I enjoyed this evening because I have about 4 minutes, 3 minutes left. I don't even think I have time to pull another one because I only have 3 minutes and I talk a lot. I talked all, you know what's funny? Because I already talked about other people's name in your mouth and I just pulled one that said that. This one I talked about. And then the last one, hold on, is I talked about the inauguration. To be honest with you, it's the new year. The last one I have is the new year. And I'm going to tell you this, happy new year. You know what? Don't fall for the okey-doke. If you are alive and you are basically healthy and your family is good or they are recuperating, you know what? God bless you. God bless you. Because I'm going to tell you what, I can look out my window right now. I got a lady that's living on the side of the street right over here, and it was windy as hell today. And what I thought to myself is, how is she living on the street and it's this windy? So, yes, COVID has me locked up. This politics stuff, yeah, sort of is driving me crazy. I try not to let it drive me crazy. I see the changes that need to be made. I'm looking forward to the inauguration tomorrow, and I hope that everybody can act like they have some common sense. And everything in 2020 didn't go necessarily the way that I wanted it to go, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm sitting here giving you guys this, talking to you, whether you're listening to me or not, but I'm not out here on this street. I'm not out on here on this street sitting up under a makeshift shelter with the wind hitting me. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what I have. And I wouldn't dare insult him by acting any other way. And so I guess that's what I'm going to leave you with. What are you thankful for? Happy New Year. Yeah, we have this COVID thing, but we can do what we need to do to get past it. We just need to work together. We will get past it. Yeah, you know what? Politics is all messed up, and this too shall pass. But the question is, again, what are you going to do? So, ladies, if you have pearls tomorrow, wear pearls. Pearl earrings, pearl necklace. I have some pearl earrings I'm going to wear them tomorrow. And you know what? I have my wine glass up because I salute Biden and Harris. I'm proud. I'm proud of both of them. I'm proud to be a woman. I'm proud to be a black woman. I'm proud to be a human. And believe it or not, a lot of people won't agree with me. I'm proud to be American. And with that, I just want to leave you with what my You Are a Badass calendar says. And it says, you are powerful, you are loved, and you are surrounded by miracles. All I can say is act like it and believe it. Keep hope alive. Thank you for supporting me. Everyone have a wonderful evening. God bless. And I think that's all I have to say. Good night.
Nothing but me talking.
Oh, how was it?